Turning today in the Word of God to the book of Leviticus and to the chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10. This chapter contains for us a most solemn incident of the sudden death of two of the sons of Aaron, the high priest. Do we want to read here in Leviticus chapter 10? From the opening verse, and there we read, Leviticus chapter 10, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elsatham, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar his sons, Uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine or strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses." And we'll end our reading there at the verse 11. Let us just again take a moment to seek the Lord in prayer, asking the Lord to speak to us through his word. Heavenly Father, we still our hearts before thee in prayer today. And as we listen to thy word, even in our own homes or wherever else we might find ourselves, we pray that thou wilt speak to our hearts. We pray for your blessing upon us as individuals today, upon our families, upon our congregations, upon our neighbours, upon our nation, upon our province, upon this island. Indeed, throughout the world, we realise there is a great need for thee to work, for thee to preserve life, for thee to give help to those who even are the medical staff. Most of all, spiritually, that thou wouldst come and move upon hearts and lives, saving sinners, restoring backsliders, building up and leading on your people, increasing our faith. Lord, come, minister to our hearts through thy word today, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Aaron, the first high priest of Israel, was a most significant individual among the people of Israel. He took to himself a wife, and they had four sons called Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. When Moses was directed by God to take Aaron in Exodus 28 to minister unto God in the priest's office, Aaron's sons were to be put into the office of the priesthood also. Garments were made for Aaron and his sons to minister in, and those garments, we are told in Exodus 28, were for glory and for beauty. Aaron and his sons were anointed and consecrated and sanctified to minister in the priesthood. And of course, in their office of priest, they pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come as the great high priest of his people and would therefore finish the work that he came to do, offering up himself as priest and as sacrifice, offering up himself as the only sufficient sacrifice to satisfy a holy God. Now, the two older sons of Aaron, mentioned here in Leviticus 10 and 1, Nadab and Abihu, they were very privileged. Because over in Exodus 24, we read that they were to go with their father Aaron and Moses and 70 of the elders to worship afar off when Moses came near to the Lord upon Mount Sinai. Tells us in Exodus 24 verse 1, "And he," that is the Lord, "said unto Moses, Come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off, and Moses alone shall come near the Lord. But they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with them." So Nadab and Abihu were greatly privileged. Indeed, in that chapter we read that upon the mount they saw the God of Israel. But sadly, these two eldest sons of Aaron, they had a tragic end in this life, as is recorded here in Leviticus chapter 10, because of their sinful actions in the priesthood. But on the other hand, the son who replaced Aaron as high priest upon his death, namely Eleazar, he had a son called Phinehas, who stood out in the record of scripture as having a great zeal for the Lord. Are we not reminded then, as we think of the different sons of Aaron in the priesthood, that as we read through the word of God, there was often, sadly, tragically, a division in the families of God's people as to godly and ungodly. We think of Adam and Eve. Their sons, Cain and Abel, took opposing pathways in life as far as spiritual things were concerned. Was it not the same for Isaac, with Jacob and Esau? When we think of Aaron as the high priest, he was not the only high priest who had sons that went astray. When we think of Eli and 1 Samuel and his sons Hophni and Phinehas, they were sons of Belial, and they died tragically also. But I want us just to take a little time today to consider the sons of Aaron and what we can learn from them. And we begin here in Leviticus chapter 10 by considering the sons who sinned. Now, of course, each of Aaron's sons were born as sinners and therefore sinned like all mankind. But two of them, as we have mentioned, are highlighted here in Leviticus 10, Nadab and Abihu. And they stand out in a particular way because of the sin they committed, which led to their death in the most solemn and sudden manner. If we consider the nature of their sin here in Leviticus 10, we have the record of how these two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, they sinned and died most suddenly because of their sin. We're told what their sin was. They took their censer. They put fire and incense therein, and they offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. They did that which they were not commanded to do by God. The time when they offered the incense was not commanded by God. The place where they offered was not commanded by God, for they were not in the holy place. They were before the sanctuary, as comes out in verse 4, when Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, "Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp." The fire they offered was of their own kindling. It was not fire from the Lord. At the end of Leviticus 9, the verse 24, we read, "There came out a fire from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat." And that was God indicating that he accepted the worship and the sacrifice. But Here in Leviticus 10, Nadab and Abihu, they offer strange fire before the Lord. And you see, God takes the matter of his worship most seriously. Indeed, in verse 3, Moses said to Aaron, "This is it, which the Lord speaks, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified." It would seem that Nadab and Abihu desired a more prominent position within the priesthood. In the book of Numbers, and the chapter 16, we read of some of the Levites who rose up against Moses and Aaron, and they accused Moses and Aaron of taking too much upon themselves because of the position that God had given to them. And these Levites, they were seeking the priesthood also. And again, they said, over in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, in the early New Testament church, when God was blessing in a great way, we read of sin. We read in Acts 5 of a husband and wife. Ananias and Sapphira, they sold a plot of land, and they brought part of the price to the apostles' feet, but they lied. They made out they were bringing all that they had received from the sale of the land. They lied to men, they lied to the Holy Ghost. And whether it be the sin of the sons of Aaron, the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, the sins of others, such as those in Numbers chapter 16 that we have mentioned, sin is something serious before God. Because while sin may be against ourselves and against others chiefly, ultimately it's against God, it's against his law. As David said, "Against thee, thee only have I sinned," when he spoke in Psalm 51. But not only is there the nature of the sin of the sons of Aaron, there is the punishment for their sin set before us here in Leviticus 10. Most solemn. In verse 2, we read of fire going out from the Lord and devouring them, and they died before the Lord. Their death was sudden and solemn. It was a clear demonstration of the wrath of God. We have mentioned Leviticus 9 and verse 24, where a fire came out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat. But here in chapter 10, the fire came out from the Lord and devoured these two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu. In Numbers chapter 16, that we have mentioned, and the verse 35, we read concerning those who again had sinned, not only against Moses and Aaron, but against God. In Numbers 16, in the verse 35, as far as their punishment was concerned, there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. We have mentioned Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. And they were both struck down dead, as we read in that chapter. You see, the word of God makes it clear that those who die unsaved and out of Christ, there is a place called hell, where the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, 43 and 45. In Luke 16 and 24, the Lord Jesus spoke of a man who said he was tormented in the flame of hell. And in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15, we read that those not found written in the book of life on the judgment day will be cast into the lake of fire. The Lord Jesus, speaking of his coming again in Matthew 25 and 41, he declares he will say to the unconverted, the unforgiven, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." These are solid words, but they are the truth of Scripture. They are to warn us, lest we go on in our sin and end up in that terrible place called hell. Paul, writing to the Thessalonians in his second letter to them, chapter 1, verse 8, he presents Christ in the second coming, one who comes in flaming fire, to take vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore today, if you listen and you're unsaved and unforgiven, Flee from the wrath to come. Come to the Lord today. Call on him for salvation and for forgiveness, that you might someday be in glory in heaven and not end up in that terrible place called hell. So there is the sin of the sons of Aaron set before us here in a very solemn way in Leviticus chapter 10. But I want you to consider in the second place, and we only have two thoughts today, the sons who serve God. We've thought there about the sons who sin. And of course the other sons of Aaron were sinners too. But I want you to think about them as the sons who served God. Because while two of Aaron's sons died suddenly and solemnly because of their sin, the other two sons served the Lord as priests in the way that God commanded. In fact, in this 10th chapter of Leviticus, we read of how they were to stay in their place of service, despite what had happened. If you look at verse 6 of Leviticus 10, when the sons of Aaron who had died were carried out of the camp by others, that Moses said unto Aaron, in verse 6, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, lest wrath come upon all the people, but let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. Verse 7, and ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. They continued in their service for the Lord. Over in the book of Numbers and the chapter 3 and the verse 4, the contrast is drawn between the sons who sinned and died and the sons who served. Numbers 3 and the verse 4, and Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father. They ministered or served. And out of those two sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, Eleazar is focused in upon a number of scriptures with regard to his service and how, when Aaron died, he became the high priest. Again, in the book of Numbers, chapter 3, and in the verse 32, we read, and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Levites and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. And then in Numbers chapter 4 and the verse 16, and to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, pertaineth the oil from the light and the sweet incense and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. His particular area of service. And then Numbers chapter 16, and the verse 37, we read of how the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that they take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. Eleazar had a particular service to do on that occasion as well. And then in Numbers chapter 20 and the verse 25, we read, well, verse 24, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up onto Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And we go on to read in the remaining verses of Numbers chapter 20, Moses doing as the Lord commanded. Moses and Aaron and Eleazar going up the mount, the priestly garments being taken from Aaron, put them upon Eleazar. Aaron dying, Eleazar coming down with Moses from the mount. Now, when you go into the book of Joshua, you read of Eliezer again. And as I mentioned earlier, Eliezer in turn had a son who served God faithfully called Phinehas. And is that not our desire, that not only we would be saved and serve the Lord, but that our children would be saved and serve the Lord as well? You see, when we turn from sin and trust Christ alone for salvation, then we're to serve God upon earth in whatever opportunities God gives us. We serve Him by serving others. You know, many in the Word of God are described as the servants of the Lord, such as Moses. And of course, they point us to Christ, who was the perfect servant of God and who came into this world not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for the many. He laid aside the glories of heaven, He came and He took upon Him the form of a servant. You know, as we conclude, we've mentioned there Eliezer, the son called Phinehas. And in Numbers 25, in verse 7, we read of how he came and he dealt with sin. And it is said of him in Numbers 25 and 11, Phinehas, the son of Eliezer, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. And of course, in that he points us to Christ. Christ, who was zealous to do the work his Father sent him to do. Christ, who on the cross turned away the wrath of God from his people by taking that wrath. There are lessons then to be learned and applied to your hearts and lives by studying what the Word of God has to say about the sons of Aaron. Oh, we are all born as sinners. But what a terrible thing to die with your sin unforgiven. If you're not saved, come and trust Christ for salvation. And know that you can then live and die as a forgiven sinner. And someday be in glory with the Lord. May the Lord write his word upon our hearts again this day.